This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's March 24th, episode 876, brought to you today by our friends at Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
You know, it kind of is a happy Monday. I'm in a great mood because I had a great weekend, relaxing at the house, people over, some friends, and I slept all night last night because the baby slept all night last night. So yay me, I actually got like 6 hours in a row. It was so cool. Isn't that crazy that I haven't
that
had 6 hours in a row in like, he's almost 10 months old, about a year and a half. Almost 2 years. Because when you're pregnant, you don't sleep through the night either. You have to pee every 5 minutes. So, you know, I feel well-rested, and I would have felt well-rested had I not had to get up at 4:45 this morning. I could have kept sleeping. But that's neither here nor there. I'm happy to be with us, be with you guys. And I went to jail yesterday, Glenn. So I got
Did
to
you?
Visit with all the – yeah, I went to prison. I took my husband and one of my girlfriends who's in town, and we went to prison, and I said,
isn't
here
that
is,
something that
know,
we all do on Sunday afternoon for fun?
Why not? Why not? yeah, so I went to jail and just visited with some of the horses, and, you know, I really realized, remember I kind of did a drive for fly masks a while ago, I guess it was this time last year, where I asked people to send a fly mask because the horse... Well, all those fly masks are ripped. I'm going to have to do it again. I get there, and it's to take pictures and to check on all the horses, and, like, only three horses have fly masks on. You would think I owned this prison. I'd be like, excuse me, where are you keeping all the fly masks? And he's like, oh, they're in the tack room. So I, like, walk over, I open the tack room door, like, there's not people with guns behind me, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why are these horses not wearing masks? And I grabbed some cookies and some treats because most of the horses are a little timid for obvious reasons. If those who don't know what I'm talking about, when you there's the sheriff's department here has a privately funded animal rescue, and it's horses that have been starved and abused. All when the court case is waiting, all the animals go to this prison. So I help volunteer with the horse division, and I do their Facebook page, which is MASH Horses, M-A-S-H. And so I go in there, I start going through all the fly masks, and they're all ripped, and they're, you know, this. And so I got some duct tape, I put some back together, I put them on the horses. So everybody had a fly mask when I left, but we need to do another fly mask drive. I'm kind of bummed.
What did Chad say as you were taking charge? Was he hiding in the corner?
He was holding the baby in the prison. So that was
oh,
awesome.
Goodness. You know, you might as well expose them early.
You got to take your baby to jail at some point because they need to know what they need to not do. This is how, you know, because all the people that are in that prison that work in that area, they're all dressed like the Hamburglar from Ronald McDonald because that is the prison. Where they have the black and white stripes, they have pink underwear. This is Phoenix, you know, it's the Sheriff Joe country. So
this is right,
what
Sheriff
not
Joe.
Yeah, he's the big
Sheriff
dog around
Joe.
Here. You know what's amazing is when you drive into prison that and this sounds terrible, but you know, you have to go really slow until you've got plenty of time to look around because the horse department is all the way in the back. So you drive in really slow and you see the long line of people waiting to get in for a Sunday afternoon visitation to go see their baby daddy. Like, there was so many kids in line. Oh, it was just heartbreaking to see all these people waiting around to go into the jail. It's like, Sunday, we got to go see daddy. Come on, everybody, let's go. It was amazing, the long line of people going to bed. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I saw. It was pretty shocking. And they're all dressed to the nines, too, by the way.
Huh. Well, they just came from church. They're going to go out to see dad after church.
I guess so. I mean, but, you know, Chad's like, what is the deal? And he's like, all these people are so dressed up. He goes, do you think they do conjugal visits? And I laughed. I'm like, Sheriff Joe would not let anybody have
no.
a conjugal visit at this place. You wear pink underwear. No, he's kind of a tough nut. So I thought that was pretty funny. But all the horses are doing good. A lot of them have been adopted out. So I'm going to update on the Facebook page. There is a mare on there I'm going to post pictures of who is gorgeous. Gorgeous and so sweet and so kind. If she wasn't a mare, she'd be in my backyard right now. But, you know, my thing with mares and geldings and my small property, I can't mix those. But she's lovely, and there's a really nice broke Arab mare that is looking for a home. And then there's poor Checkers, who is the one-eyed, former broken leg, like just somebody out there has to have a pasture for this old guy. Oh, my gosh. She's like the sob story of the world, and he needs a home still. And a couple of nice little quarter horses that they have in there and a couple sad stories. But there's a lot still adoptable. So if you guys are looking for a horse, just email me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. I'll match you up.
Very good. Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, following the very careful examination of the weekend's headlines and co-host adventures, and there were plenty, we will catch up with Latina Reveal, who is taking helmet fashion boot camp with her Hide a Helmets company, and rounding out our adventure, the Wacky World of Horse Station turns up the subwoofer on this week's Laugh Track. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. My daily Winnie is a happy birthday to Bo from Back on Track Products, one of our terrific sponsors and a good guy. Happy birthday, Bo. I'm going to give him one of these.
Happy birthday.
You know, Bo's kind of the kind of guy that he's such a good guy. I thought, you know, let's just call him live on the air this morning and wish him a happy birthday. And then I got to thinking, if he's sleeping in on his birthday and he gets really pissed, he'll drop his sponsorship and that'll be it. So we're not calling Bo. Happy birthday, Bo.
No.
Hope you get the message.
Don't. He'll kill you. You will be dead. You will wake up dead. If that's possible. I've got a really cool story to tell you. This is awesome. Where we're going to talk about some people that have really bad karma here in a minute. We're going to talk about somebody who has really good karma right now, and that is the Ritvo family. Kathy Ritvo, you know, she is the trainer of Mucho Macho Man, and she's the heart transplant recipient, has this great story, wins the Breeders' Cup Classic this year, and guess what happened this weekend? Her 19-year-old son, Michael, has decided to become a jockey and won his first race at Gulfstream Park over the weekend. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
He won a $25,000 maiden claiming race, and he's 19 years old, and around in the crowd was his mom, Kathy, and his dad, Tim, who is the Gulfstream president and general manager. So, you know, like, I would think that the son, you know, knowing that his dad is the president, probably could have found an easier job, like a little more cushy job. But no, he has been an exercise rider, and he's been training and training, galloping and breathing horses at Gulfstream for months, and finally has ridden two races, and his second race, he wins. And he says at the end of it, when they ask him for a quote, they're like, it was 10 times better than I thought. There's no experience like it coming across the finish line. But also what's really awesome is to have the support, the unwavering support of your parents. Obviously, his mom, Kathy, was incredibly proud. But his dad says, it's nice to see him doing something he really wants to do. We never pushed him. It's a great feeling. Hopefully he's enjoying it as much as we are, and it looks like he is. Just awesome parents there, too, just supporting, supporting, supporting. Yes, it's a dangerous job. Yes, please don't be a jockey. Or, oh, my God, you're starving yourself. He works hard, and he got his first victory. So congratulations.
Yay, that's terrific.
Hold on. I'll do this. Here we go.
There you go.
Yay, Michael Rico! Congratulations!
Somebody not having such a good time right now is Boyd and Silva Martin. Now, we all know Silva Martin was in an accident with one of her dressage horses here a while back, and she's just, I think she just got moved, didn't she, back to Pennsylvania to go through to go to therapy. And, you know, she was in the hospital for several weeks in intensive care and, you know, had some head injury and all that stuff. Well, over the weekend, Boyd, her husband and top eventer in this country, decided to ride five different horses at the event over the weekend. I think he was at Poplar Place, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yep. So he was at Poplar Place, and this is what happened. A quote from his blog, Steady Eddie is one of my top young horses, and he made the leap to advance this year. He's a very careful jumper, so I decided to be competitive on him and really go for it at the Carolina International. About halfway around the course, at the ruins jump, a vertical to a forward three and very wide corner, which means nothing to anybody but eventers, I was moving along and decided to carve my turn and jump the fence at pace, which means not slow down at all for the jump. Unfortunately, due to Eddie's greenness, it came as a surprise to him to see the corner and at the last moment ducked out. My leg hit the edge of the jump at high speed, which knocked me off. Right away, I knew my leg was broken. The medical staff took me to the back of the beat wagon and took me to the local hospital for x-rays to confirm that my shin bone took a beating. And if you want to see pictures, because for some reason top eventers are really keen about showing pictures of the broken parts on the Internet. And he posted a picture of what his leg looked like and what the x-rays looked like on their blog at Boyd Silva Martin's blog. You can find it just by Googling it. And pretty much he has a clean break, and he's going to be out of commission for a while. So so I figure they can go both be in the same physical therapy center at the same time. They can share a room.
Okay. My take on this is actually it was the Carolina International CIC.
Oh, was it?
So
okay.
It wasn't a Poplar. Okay. There was two big events on the East Coast this weekend. He was at that one. But you know how, like, when you're walking around in the dark and you hit the coffee table with your shin, how incredibly god-awful painful that is? Like, it's making me cringe right now just thinking about how painful that is. Can you imagine breaking that bone? And how, oh, my God, painful. And there's a picture of Boyd in the ambulance smiling and giving the thumbs up with a freaking broken shin bone. I'm sorry. You're psycho. Like, you're crazy. Like, that is so painful. So that's number one. Number two, I said to Chad, I said, oh, my gosh, Silva Martin with the head injury. And then now Boyd has a broken leg, and he goes, aren't those the people that had the fire? I'm like, oh, my God, you guys, what do we have to do to cleanse their karma or to send good karma their way or put some magic potion on them to protect them? I feel like I've been traveling through all this with them, you know, because we follow them so closely because they're just such an amazing horsey power couple. And it breaks my heart. But you said that showing the x-rays, you're exactly right, Glenn, because, like, James Atkinson, who's a California eventer, he broke his leg not too long ago, and he was, you know, on the tractor, and he's got his leg. He's a course designer as well as an eventer, and he's on the tractor with his leg propped up with this big old cast on his leg while he's driving the tractor with the other leg in the hand. And Chad's like, oh, my God, dude. And he's like, oh, yeah, look at my x-ray. And he pulls up the x-ray on his phone. So we go back to the barn. And I say, oh, my gosh, to my coach, Barb. I'm like, Barb, James just showed us his picture of his Ecker. It was disgusting. He had it right on his phone. She's like, oh, it's mine. I shattered my leg 3 years ago and pulled up her X-ray on her phone. Like, what is the deal with all these broken legs and wanting to show us your X-rays? It's so gross. It like, makes my butt go numb. Like, ugh. Terrible.
Well, and he's got a cast. I was just looking at the pictures of his X-ray. Pretty much he broke the bone clean. It was a clean break.
I can't even look at it. It's too early for that. Ugh.
Well, you know, it was kind of a shattered break, actually. There's some splintering there. But
too early.
They
sent
a picture of his cast goes from all the way below his groin all the way to the tips of his toes. So he's got a full leg cast on this thing. It's wrapped for the full leg. So he's going to have some time off.
Okay, so this is the question, Glenn. 5 weeks till Rolex. Do you think he'll ride?
No, not with this break. I don't know if they put any pins or anything in it, but I have my doubts with this break. This is pretty good. He's going to be in a cast that long.
Oh, well, you know what? They told Red Pollard he'd never ride Seabiscuit again, too. And guess what? He won the big cap. Okay?
Okay, you stick with that. But I'll tell you what, as bad a luck as they're having, there's a little girl from Canada who's having some terrific luck. She rode at the Poplar Palace show over the weekend in the CIC 3-star there. And it is unusual that they have two major international events going on the same weekend like that. Because I know that Carolina was going on, too.
Carolina and Georgia, so.
Yeah. Well, Jessica Phoenix, who we've had on this show many times, and we follow her, and, we like Jessica a lot. She's from Canada. She's down here for the season, and she's been doing very well on her horses. Well, in a CIC 3-star, she came in first, third, and fifth.
Good Lord.
Third, and fifth. She had three out of the top five placings, and on her horses, is it Patris? Patris VR Exponential, who's one we've been following her with for years, and then Abby GS. So those three horses, I suspect that Jessica Phoenix is one we really want to watch at Rolex this year, especially now that probably Boyd is knocked out of the picture. Kyle Carter came in second, too. He's from Canada also, so Canada showed very well this weekend.
And then Darren Cha-Cha came in fourth, and I was very surprised because I haven't been following him, but Darren Cha-Cha had a major injury a long time ago, and head injury, and that's a phenomenal story comeback right there. So the one starts for the stars, for those who don't know, you've got a one star, which is prelim, and then you got intermediate, it's two star, advanced is three star, and then you have Rolex, which is a four star. So the star tier system, the more stars, the harder it is, but you can't get harder than a four star. And that's what the Rolex is. And there's only, I think, four stars in the whole entire world every year. So to come in with three places in a three star, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, you're not doing too bad. So I think Jessica will be one that we'll definitely follow. We'll get her on the show here before Rolex for sure. And then over the weekend, we were over at Live Oak for the CDE. That was a three-star as well. That's a combined driving event it was the biggest driving event in the United States, actually. And it was a beautiful, gorgeous weekend. It was like 85 degrees every day, just beautiful weather. We went over and watched a little bit of dressage one day, and then Saturday we went over for the marathon phase, which is their version of cross country. And I posted some pictures up on our Horses in the Morning page, and you can find other pictures elsewhere in videos. But it was fun. It was a fun day. We went from like 9 to 1. That's how many. They had like 50 competitors that were doing marathon. We saw one cart get roll over in one of the obstacles.
Ooh.
And the horse just stopped. And the way those carts are designed, the way the shafts are designed in those marathon carts, it will not push the horse over. They're kind of flexible. So
they pop out or something?
They don't pop out. It's just the way the whole thing is designed. Like this,
they can pop out.
They can, yeah. But this cart was lying on its side. The driver and the navigator had fallen out, And the horse was just standing there, and they managed to get the cart turned right and continued on without any trouble. So nobody was hurt there. We saw one cart where the entire shaft broke off in the middle of the obstacle, so they had to quit because they pretty much weren't in control anymore. We saw one rein break, and that was on a pair, wasn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, that was on a pair of horses. It looked like it broke where the reins connect, because you start with four, and by the time it gets to your hands, it's two reins. So they connect to each other. It looked like it snapped right where that buckle was.
Well, what happens then is you have one horse going one way and the other horse not knowing what to do, and that's exactly what happened. And they happened to be making a turn and going down a hill at the time. So they kind of were teetering there on that hill as the navigator hopped out to tie the rein back together, and that's exactly what he did. He tied a knot on it, and they continued.
Wow.
So there were some exciting ones over the weekend at Live Oak, but nobody got hurt. All the horses are fine. All the people are fine. Some people disqualified, I'm sure, because you're really not allowed to jump out like that too often and hit the ground. But it was fun. We then saw the Budweiser Clydesdales were there. Now, Jamie, you know that we owned Percherons. I owned a Percheron that was 18-plus hands, weighed a ton, was a big, big horse, and we owned another Percheron that was a little smaller. So we've owned the big draft horses before. I got to tell you that when you go see the Budweiser Clydesdales, I don't care how familiar you are with draft horses, they are so impressive. I mean, you know, we've owned them, and I looked at these horses and went, oh, my God, these are big, impressive horses. And it's because of all the feathers, and they really are big, impressive horses.
Well, and I really think that Clydesdales, too, in my book, are probably the most impressive because Budweiser does an amazing thing where they only get the most amazing looking, and they have the same markings, and they have, you know, their socks can't go up above their hocks, and they have all these things, so they make them very matchy-matchy. And when you see that coming, holy cow, it takes your breath away. It's so amazing. And they're ginormous.
They are. The harnesses weigh, get this, and that's the other thing, the harnesses, by the way, which cost $70,000 each, custom made, $70,000 each. The harnesses weigh 120 pounds. The collar alone weighs almost 70 pounds.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that, you know, you got 120 pounds of harness on each of these horses. What I found amazing was watching the crew. We watched them harness them up, and we watched them, you know, take the harnesses off at the beginning and end. And, oh, my God, it was amazing the precision. They did the same thing every time. Same thing every time. Every horse got it done. It was amazing.
We talked about the Clydesdales last week a little bit, but I need to talk to you about something else. Because you talk about heavy harnesses and how impressive everything is. Well, let's get to what's really impressive, Glenn. I saw you driving your pony by himself for the first time on video. The cutest thing ever. He's going along, and it looked like he was trotting, and then like you realize, oh, no, he's just walking. But it was almost like riding a off-the-track thoroughbred in an arena for the first time where they just can't walk straight. Like, it's like, oh, left, right, like, oh, here we go. It was really adorable. And so you could see Jennifer's filming, and he, like, wants to go to Jennifer. He's like, oh, hi. And he walks right. Like, it was
exactly
so
what
cute.
Happened.
So how'd it go?
It went very well. We took him out on Friday, and it was his first time that he didn't have Jennifer heading him. So he's now to the point where he's graduated.
And by heading him, I didn't understand until now, which means, like, heading him means nobody's leading him.
Correct. Jennifer, okay, up to that point, had the lead rope on his bridle and was actually there with him and, you know, guiding him along. So this
training
is the first
wheels.
Time that, training wheels were off. And he did great. He did great the first day, and we drove him all around, and we're working on building muscle now, too, as well as learning to steer. That's kind of important. He steers pretty well, but when he steers kind of hard and he feels those shafts, then he gets confused. He doesn't know what to do. But so he's kind of figuring that out. And then, you know, it went very well. We actually took him out on the road here up to the stop sign and back, and that Jennifer was kind of up there with him because his brakes are not terrific yet. We don't have the right kind of bit. We don't have a driving bit. We're just using a Snaffle. We have to fix that. So we're getting a driving bit in. We ordered one. And I think his brakes will be a little bit better then. But he is doing great. The cart is super quiet. I love that cart. Carts we've had in the past make a lot of squeaky noises, and it's just annoying. But this one is super quiet. It works beautifully. The harness was great, and he looked like a little rock star there. And we posted a video on our Horses in the Morning page. And thank you for all the nice comments there about PT and how good he looks. We appreciate that. And then, you know, you owned a Hackney before, Pony, so you're going to appreciate this. Then yesterday I say, okay, I'm going to take him out again. So we hook him all. We go to get him hooked up. Well, we had to make an adjustment on the cart, and he had to stand there with his harness on waiting for like 10 minutes. Jamie, what is something Hackneys do not like to do?
Stand still.
Well, he was kind of pissed by the time we got to him and got him.
Was I right? Did I get it right?
Cart. You're exactly right. So we go to put him in the cart, and he's been standing still, and now he really wants to go, and he's kind of sick of that standing still thing. And we go. I pull the shafts up, get him in the cart, and I'm hooking the harness to the cart, and he just carried on a little bit. It wasn't anything totally bad, but he kicked out with his back foot and kind of stomped down right on the top of my foot. He got me pretty good. You know how that is when you get your foot stepped on. I mean, it was nothing like when our Percheron used to step on my foot. But, you know, it still hurts with his pointy little toes smashing down on your foot. Ugh. So I got a black and blue foot now. But so for that, he got to go drive around the arena. Now the arena is sand, and the cart sinks about an inch. So he really has to work to pull me around the arena, and he got to do that at a walk for about a half an hour practicing turns. He felt much better after that was all done.
Yeah, I'm sure he was a lot more willing to stand still.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
That is true. So be careful what you ask for, little guy.
I'm super glad that you're playing with your pony, and you're exactly right. It's like, be careful what you wish for. You know you've got your horse broke when you get to a horse show and they're like, oh God, I better just save my energy. Instead of just taking the horse off the trailer, that's the fire-breathing dragon. Like, at some point, something clicks in their brain where you unload them and they go, oh my God, I'm at a horse show, I gotta be at a horse show, I'm somewhere new. And then at some point, something clicks and you take them off the trailer and they go, oh crap.
Exactly.
This is going to suck. This is going to be a lot of work.
I think we have a while to go before we get to the oh crap moment. But, you know, I'm kind of tempted now to let him kind of stand there for 10 minutes with his harness on. You know, one of the things driving horses, especially driving horses, have to learn to do is stand still. That because when you're driving, and especially if you're driving with a group of other drivers, you spend a lot of time standing still, because if you come to a stop sign and you've got 20 carriages in front of you, you're going to be, you know, standing still for a while till everybody gets through the intersection. And, you know, stand, walk. And that's what happens.
Where are you going to be driving your horse through an intersection with a long line of carts in front of you?
There actually is a carriage club here in Florida that they are very active, that get together and do carriage drives like that together. We belong to one in Pennsylvania called the Red Rose Carriage Club before, when we lived there, when I had my other pony. And we would go on drives every weekend to new places. We'd drive through cities, through towns. We had police escorts that would stop traffic for us at intersections. That was a very organized drive. We went to different places. We'd go to fairs and festivals. And we drove through an amusement park once with the roller coasters going. And it was kind of neat, the things we got to do with the carriage club.
That's awesome.
Yeah, see?
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. It's fun. But, yes, thank you for the compliment on PT Scooter and for everybody who posted. Appreciate that. He's fat and happy.
I love the update.
Well, let's take a break for our commercial. Omega Alpha Equine is our sponsor today. And we're going to be back and talking a little bit about a woman who has gotten creative when it comes to helmets. We're going to talk to Latina here in a minute.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Pace, with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And I want to remind everybody that Omega Alpha Equine will be at Rolex like they are every year. They're usually set up right from across from where we record in the main, in the old indoor arena where all of the vendors are set up. You'll find Omega Alpha Equine. So if you're going to Rolex, be sure to stop by and say hi and tell them that you heard about them through us here on the Horses in the Morning Show. We would appreciate that. Well, Jamie, what's one of the major arguments that people have against wearing helmets, especially in the western side or even in driving and some or dressage? You know, what would you say is
hard,
one of the major
arguments? It's hard to even say this because, to me, it sounds so stupid, but they go, they don't look good. They just don't look good.
That's right. That's exactly one of the major arguments, especially on the western side, is they just don't look good. And, you know, they just are not bright for whatever reason as far as looks is concerned. Well, there's a woman by the name of Latina Rabil who has come up with a solution to that problem, and she is also a fellow driver, so I'm happy to talk to her this morning. Good morning, Latina.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate it. And
good. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Latina has a company called Hyda Helmet. And so tell us first, you're a driver, right? Do you ride also?
Yes.
Or?
Right, yes, both. Both. I'm more riding lately, but I love driving. That's what kind of got me into this. So.
Okay. All right. And do you compete at all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
We've done pleasure shows. We've done ADTs, a couple CDEs, and we do picnic drives. I'm in two different clubs, and just in the driving, and then also the riding, we do the trace paces, and we do ridden paces too, hunter paces. So we get out quite a bit, and trail riding as well.
So what I was just describing to Jamie about the drives we used to do with a whole bunch of different carriages going out are our picnic drives. So you
yes.
do the same thing where you are, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that they exist, but it is a whole lot more fun to go out with a whole bunch of your friends and go driving together. And let me tell you, when you go through a neighborhood and there's 30 carriages lined up, everybody comes out to watch. It's fun because everybody does come out to watch.
And you can bring other people with you with the driving. You can have passengers, and you can include other people that don't need to be riding a horse. So you can bring more friends with you.
That is a good point about driving, is that you can bring friends and family along.
Yeah.
If you're
but you have to have friends that want to go. You have to have a collection of friends.
Yes. When you share the same interests, you know, the people in the club share the same interests. They're all into driving, whether they want to compete or not. You know, some people in our club, they go for the competition, but they go on the fun drives just to condition their horses, to get ready for a competition.
Let's do it. Let's find out, too, a little bit about your real life away from horses. Tell us what you did and what kind of led to it's going to lead us into this whole helmet discussion, too.
Yes. I've done CAT scan for over 15 years now, and I actually manage the CAT scan department at a trauma hospital. So I get to see firsthand brain injuries from all different aspects, but I have had to scan my friends. I have had people come in the carriage club from a carriage accident. And I will tell you, the ones that have helmets on are the ones that are telling you they're thankful. And the ones that don't wear helmets usually can't tell you anything. And they're
And carriage drivers tend to be a group, too, that, you know, they tend to not be really good about wearing helmets for the most part. Obviously, in CDEs, they're required, but I'm talking, just every day. And, you know, I've caught myself at times, but now I'm wearing it with the new carriage I have, with the new pony I have. But I've caught myself at times not wearing a helmet, and you can get hurt just as bad. There was an example this weekend of a parade in California. over the weekend where a lady, 55-year-old woman, was driving a Mini with a Mini carriage, tiny little Mini, and fell out, hit her head, and ended up in the hospital and is still there.
Right.
You know, so it can happen.
You know, I being a non-driver and a rider, I never would have even thought about having drivers wear helmets. And then, Glenn, I saw your video of you driving your little pony, and you were wearing a helmet. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. You know, I never thought of that. Like, you could fall out, or you could something could happen, and something could spook the horse, and you could somehow get
hurt. Well, there's still risks. Anytime you have the horse involved, there's a risk. If, you know, unpredictable, and even if you're standing next to them, you're not even riding or driving them, you're around them, it increases the risk of injury. So
that's where we come to the point where we started this conversation. We've come around to the big circle here, is that one of the arguments, and you know, from drivers, women drivers especially, love to wear great big flowery hats. When they're driving, whether it's a pleasure class or even dressage or, you know, whatever. They love to wear big fancy hats. They spend a lot of money on big fancy hats.
Right.
And my co-host, Wendy, is the one that has the most hats I've ever seen.
She does. So,
so you know, I got to – that is, I'm sure, what made you take the leap to try and make what's called these helmet covers, quote, unquote, for helmets in the driving world and the Western world.
Right, right. And at first I just started making them for myself. And I actually cut brims off of other hats and I would hand stitch them on a Lycra helmet cover just because I wanted more shade. And I was just doing recreational driving at first before I got into competing. So I wanted it for shade at first. And I kind of wanted my own style. I wanted to make a unique hat to wear. And then when I got more into the showing, I thought, oh, I need one that's the same. What if I want a red one or a color that doesn't come on the Lycra cover? And I said, I want the brim and the top to look the same. And then I'll decorate it, like put whatever feathers, flowers, scarves that you want, like you would do on a normal hat. It's just the cover itself is the brim and the top is the same. And you decorate it the same as you would any other hat. You put whatever in it you like. You like your feathers, you like your flowers, just attach it to a band and put it on the helmet cover. At least you can be wearing your helmet and be stylish, whatever style you want. And I do three different sizes and brims, so you can have like a bowler style, and you can have a medium brim, and you can have the bigger Western cowboy hat brim. So whatever your style, whatever color you want, they're custom made and washable. They repel water and they allow ventilation. So it's been over 5 years when I've started making my own for me, and I've had the website up for about 5 years now. And, you know, a lot of word of mouth, a lot of people see me wear them, and they say, oh, I'd like that, but I want an orange one, but I want a blue one. Okay, I can do that. I do lime green, I do bright yellow, whatever color you like.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking at some of the pictures, and they're, you know, some, you know, I'm looking at the driving ones here in particular, and they're very fancy. I mean, you could wear these when you're riding too. I mean, nothing's stopping you from doing that. And then I'm taking a look. One of the problems with back in the '90s, they came out with this line of Western helmet hats, you know, cowboy hats.
Yes,
and they were so huge, and they looked like a cartoon. They looked like you were a cartoon character. They were just enormous. And now I'm taking a look at yours, and whatever you have done has solved that problem because they don't look cartoonish.
Right, right, and they don't stand out too much. Now, part of the problem with the Troxel one, it was attached to the helmet, and it was hard, and there was no ventilation through it. So just building that on top of a helmet made it too big, but these covers that conform to the top of the helmet, and the sides aren't too big. And you can mold them however you like. If you like it straight across the front or you like to have a V-peak in the front, you just mold it that way. There's wire in the outer brim, so it'll hold whatever shape you like. And you can put them down at the sides or you can fold them up to the cowboy hat. And that's why even for the driving, if you want one side up and one side down, you know, whatever style you like, you just bend it that way and it'll hold its shape. And it provides enough shade for you.
So basically no excuses anymore. You can't use style as an excuse anymore.
Right, right. I mean, you make it unique, too, by decorating it yourself and matching to your outfits. you know, put the same scarf around your neck, put another scarf on the helmet and match it, or a flower in your lapel, a flower on the helmet. It kind of brings it all together. Whatever you would do with your fancy hat, you would do it with this, so it's the same.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What do they run? I mean, what price point are we looking at?
No, they're all $50, and that includes shipping within the United States. So
I know Wendy has paid a lot more than that for her hats.
Oh yes, for a lot even protective equipment. I mean, it's way worth it. It's and what I tell people is make sure you have a helmet that fits you first, and that is comfortable for you to wear, because you're going to wear it more if it's comfortable, and one that fits the shape of your head. So some people have a round-shaped head. Some people have more oblong-shaped to their head. If you're wearing a helmet that's not comfortable, you're going to be less likely to want to put it on your head. So first we start with a helmet that fits you good. And there's a lot of great helmets out there now. They have removable lining with the CoolMax liners. They keep your head cool. They're comfortable. They're light. They have a lot of air in and out. You know, there's so many different helmet makers, and they have so many different models that I need the measurements from your helmet, and then I custom make it according whatever size you want, what kind of brim, what color, and so it fits the helmet good. You take it on and off and wash it when you need to, you know, and just having that custom make, that makes it a unique thing for you. And I put a lot of belts around it. You know, you can do braided horsehair for Western riders, or just a leather belt as the decoration. And you just make it for you, and you want to wear it every day. And like, oh, I want to wear it. This is my helmet. It looks just how I want it to look, you know. And it doesn't matter how much you bend.
For you, Latina, before we let you go, because I know you have to get back to work and take CAT scans of people.
Yes, I am. I'm taking a break right now.
I am on the Colors Available page, and you have a big pile of different swatches here. And you have here that are available in felt and fleece. So either, what's the difference between felt and fleece?
Well, the fleece is a lot warmer. And I've sold most of them of the felt, because the fleece is a lot thicker and warmer, and it holds the heat in. So not many people have wanted one that makes your head even warmer.
No, you're not. And, except for winter driving. So
right, yeah, for
felt,
winter.
Like the felt you would see a Western hat, Western cowboy hat made out of, that kind of felt?
Yes. Yes, and they're reinforced, and the brim is reinforced so that you can shape it, and the top is just one layer of felt, so it allows the air through. And the design works
Jennifer.
Very well, and I have a pocket in the front for your little visor to go in, but you don't have to use it. You can just set it on top of that visor if you want to, because it'll stay on the helmet without using the pocket. And then there's elastic in the back that kind of holds it in place. So if it's a windy day, it's not going to come off your helmet. It's going to hold
Jennifer,
the shape.
Jennifer, I can see you. The other thing it provides, too, we live in Florida, so when you're from now until October, November, you have the problem of the sun. And you're going to, you know, Jennifer kind of wears one of those big visors. You could actually wear one of these hats, and it would help with sun protection, too.
Right. Yeah, I have a lot of people, a lot of customers they're worried about skin cancer, or they've had some in the past, and they wanted the biggest brim we could get. And a few people out in Texas said, make me the biggest brim you can do. They want everything big in Texas. And, you know, I've got people wearing them all over the country, from the desert to Alaska. I've sold some in, you know, about every state. So most people want the shade, and they still want the ventilation. So just a few I've made out of the fleece, and they're usually too warm, unless just in the winter, you know. So even the felt, and you can put something on under to keep your head warm. But if you start out with it too warm, then you're always trying to get cooler.
Well, where are you located, by the way?
I'm in South Carolina.
Okay. Good.
We have some warm summers here, too.
yeah, you do. It's Hida Helmet, Hidea Helmet.com is where you'll find all of the information and the contact information on there as well. You can contact Latina if you want to get your custom helmet cover, and if you want to look a little snazzy doing it. I absolutely love the idea. I think it's a great idea, and
you, of all people,
understand the importance of it. So,
You
know, that just makes it all that much more interesting. And I hope to see you at a drive someday.
Right. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Latina.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, she has to head back to work and get back to scanning people's heads. So we didn't have her for too long, but what a great idea. I think it's and they really look good. They look snazzy.
Yeah. They do, and what I was looking at was I was trying to pick one out that would block the sun because these are
right.
just lightweight covers that go on your helmet, and they have some really big brim ones that really would be great for somebody living in the desert. Christmas idea. There you go, Glenn.
Okay. All right, I'll keep that in mind. What color do you like, Jamie? Because they have about 1,000 colors.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. Good idea, good website.
Yep. Very good. Well, let's take a break for our song here today. We're coming back. We have the Wacky World of Horses with Horse Nation coming up. I also have something new that we're starting this week that'll happen on Mondays, and that's my Geek Pick of the Week. I'm going to come out with something geeky every week that hopefully will help you out. Sometimes practical, sometimes fun, sometimes an app, sometimes a website. So we're going to get to that in just a minute, too. But first, we're going to play a song, I'm Gonna Fly, by Casey Smith. We'll be right back after this.
I've always been the shy, quiet type, biding my time until the time was right. Driving through life with one foot on the brake, missed every chance that I did not take. Now I'm gonna do whatever I please, know nothing's gonna have a hold on me.
I'm Gonna Fly by Casey Smith. You can find all of her music on iTunes. Just search for Casey, K-A-C-E-Y, smith.com. She is a horse girl from Tennessee. This half hour is brought to you by you, our official Horse Radio Network auditors, who have signed up to help support us here at the Horse Radio Network and keep the shows going, like in the quality you have enjoyed all these years. We've had many, many people sign up now. We really appreciate that. You can sign up for as little as a dollar a month. We have some special things we're going to be doing for auditors, including they are going to get exclusive rights to hear the blooper reel from all the different shows. And, yes, we've started collecting the bloopers again. Thanks to the Chasing a Fox show for providing a whole bunch of bloopers last week. I really appreciate that. Managed to save a lot of them from that show. It's hard to take bloopers off of this show because the whole show is pretty much a big blooper. We do it live. And
I was going to say because there are none. Thank you very much. But I guess you went the other way with that. That's fine.
You stick with that, Jamie.
I know. Thank you.
So we do appreciate our auditors. You can sign up to become one at over at horsesinthemorning.com, big banner in the middle of the page, for as little as a dollar a month. You can be included in that group. And we're also going to be starting a special episode once a month called the Auditor Roundtable, and it's going to be just auditors getting together to talk about horses in a kind of a roundtable format. So there's going to be other little things that we're going to do along the way as well. We appreciate your support. Thank you to everybody who has signed up. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. Next week this time, I will be in federal court. Next week. Yep.
Do the crime. You pay the time, Glenn.
That's right. Apparently, being a voter, I have to pay the time for being a voter, and that's jury duty. But federal jury duty is just different because you have to be on call for 30 days for an entire month. So we're kind of making plans now and figuring out who's going to co-host with you. And if I do get called on a case, I had a couple people who have done it before that have said, get called out, try and get a case the first week because then you're done. They won't take you back for a second one. So I need to get a simple.
Yeah, and then you'll be the one who, like, you know, it's a murder trial that you're going to be sequestered for 6 months. Oh, God.
I know. I need to find a nice little, like, IRS case or something that just is going to be over in 2 days. You think you're allowed to ask that? Go, hey, people, I got a schedule. Can you tell me how long this was going to last? Do you think they tell you that?
That's a sure way to irritate a judge, I would imagine. However, I do think that there is just a surefire way to get out of it. And that's just, you know, I believe an eye for an eye. I think if you steal money, right, we get money from you. I think if you, you know, stab somebody, we get to stab you. I think that, and then no defense attorney is going to want you on a case, Glenn.
Okay, I'll try that. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Will you bail me out if I get contempt of court charges?
Eye for an eye, Glenn. Eye for an eye. I'll take care of it.
You know, I was talking about that parade earlier when we had our guest on, where the woman, this is a parade, it's called the Swallows Day Parade in San Juan Capistrano out in California. They have it every year, and they have horses in this parade, like a lot of parades do. Well, I don't think they're going to be having horses after this year, because they unfortunately had some problems. One of the first things that happened was there was this what looks like a homemade wagon being pulled by two very large fat Percherons, and I mean fat Percherons. Something spooked these two, and they probably had about 15 people, I would say, in the wagon. And something spooked these two horses, and they bolted into the crowd of onlookers and over this poor guy in a wheelchair. And one of the horses actually landed on the poor guy in the wheelchair who had no legs. He was the only – apparently other people ran and got out of the way when they saw – because he couldn't get out of the way. And it was a very bad situation. They carted several people off in an ambulance, and it looks like the horses were fine. But I think, judging by the picture, one of the bridles came off, as the way it looks. I don't know how that happens, by the way. But one of the bridles came off, and the horses, something spooked them, and they bolted. And then about a half an hour after they got the parade restarted, after the ambulances took everybody off, like four or five people, they started the parade again, and that's when this 55-year-old woman in a tiny little – I saw the picture – one of those tiny little mini carts with a tiny little mini Well, apparently the Mini bolted and caused this woman to fall out of the cart, and she hit her head and ended up going to the hospital with a head injury.
Oh,
then,
man.
That's not all. A guy died of a heart attack outside of a restaurant while watching the parade. So he died right there. They couldn't resuscitate him or
what?
Anything. So, this was just a very bizarre day in San Juan Capistrano. Yep, not good.
That's crazy. That is
I think crazy. There's already talk about why we have horses in the parade, and I'm kind of guessing next year there won't be any. So you'll see baton twirlers and no horses next year.
Well, then the baton twirlers are going to give somebody a heart attack because they're so scantily dressed. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that was bad news out of there. Good news, out of Texas.
Okay.
Cantor. You know Cantor, the group that helps get ex-race horses adopted out?
That's where I got Edward.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Cantor, Arizona.
Well, they started one in Texas now, and in the first week of operation, they have adopted out 6 ex-racehorses. So, they've gone around to all the different tracks, talking to the trainers, trying to get them to put their horses on their website up for adoption when they're done with them. And apparently they've had a good response, and they're hoping for big things out of Texas with the Cantor organization. So good for them.
Yeah, there's kind of two sides to the Cantor thing in Arizona, and I feel like sometimes it's not used properly because people that have off-the-track thoroughbreds that have retrained them are listing these horses for sale for thousands and thousands of dollars, and that's great if you want to sell X-race horses and you've retrained them and you've worked very hard and they're worth that much money now and they're performance horses, but I don't feel like that's the place. Like, it needs to be focused on, to me, my idea would be it needs to be focused on these horses that immediately right now need a new job, and that's where the trainer listings come in. And you can filter just the listings that trainers have. And that's where Edward was the trainers go, you know what, I'm going to put him on this website and, you know, keep him in training, keep running him. But if somebody comes along that wants him, you know, we'll sell him. And it was a nominal fee, you know, like most of the horses' trainer listings are like $1,000. And so the listing is you actually contact the trainer. You don't even go through Cantor aside from their kind of the middleman website. And it's such a great organization. There's pictures, there's the description, and the description is written by the trainer. It's not some middleman. And it's just a great website if you're looking for an off-the-track horse. So it's CantorUSA.org, and it'll be like /Texas or /Arizona, or you can go to just Google Cantor off-the-track thoroughbred, whatever, and it'll go to the main website, and you can pick by state and see how many states there are. And it's awesome. It's a 501c3, so it's completely nonprofit. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking on here. They have a bunch from Sam Houston Racetrack, Lone Star Park.
I need to
Park,
not look.
Some of them are a little bit more expensive. You're right. Here's one for $3,500 that is at Lone Star Park. So I don't know what the trainers do, what you know they use as criteria, but. Don't go look because there's some cute ones on here, actually. Don't look.
Yeah,
Texas
no,
is too close
I'm sure.
Arizona. You can't do it. You're not allowed. We're not.
It is. It is. And it's CantorUSA.org, right?
It's CantorUSA.org, yes. And
yeah,
you're right.
Don't go
to /Texas, /Kentucky, wherever the state. And you can find it right from there.
Ah, the familiar look of the Cantor website. I need to click Arizona right now. Okay. Do we have something else to do?
Yes, you have to do a news story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, good news is Ellie Price. Remember, we've talked to her. She has Dunstan Wine. She's the one who has rescued on her own dime a ton of Mustangs, bought all this land, and put them on. I haven't seen that movie yet. But she just got Elisa Wallace her Mustang, and Elisa posted a picture of the Mustang on Facebook. Oh, my God. It does not look like an Aventor. It looks like it is such a cool looking horse. It doesn't look like your standard like chestnut. It's Jennifer, what color would you say it is? It's almost it's a dun-ish color with almost blue eyes and black mane with the black legs and then kind of buckskin dun. Like, it is such a unique looking Mustang.
She's on the line there.
I'm
trying to find a picture of it. I don't see it.
Go to Alicia's Facebook page. It is just, it is such a cool looking horse, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen, and we'll definitely keep you followed up on that. Also, what's really cool, speaking of movies, is 50-1 is out. It is out. So I use Fandango on my phone as an app to see where the movies are and what the times are and everything. So Fandango, I click on the app and I say movies and it says 50-1. I'm like, oh my God, I can go see it. So I click on 50-1. It's like, sorry, there are no theaters showing this movie within 50 miles of you. I'm so irritated. How am I going to see this movie?
It's not going to be near you for a while, according to their website.
Really? But will it come
50-1 themovie.com. 50-1 themovie.com, and I'm looking here at theaters, and you're right. In April, it's in Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, and Mississippi. It will be in Lexington though when we're in for Rolex. Not like we have time to go see a movie while we're in for Rolex, but it will be there.
Okay,
that's the closest you're going to get.
I guess I'm going to have to go when I'm in Kentucky. Well, who takes it? Can you babysit for me, Glenn?
Yeah, that would be great. You really don't want that, by the way.
Jennifer, do you mind watching my baby while I go to see a movie? I'm sure you
won't. You really don't want that. You actually are better off with me. You know who else is going to be there that can babysit who loves children? Is Leslie from Horse Nation. She'll be glad to babysit while at Rolex.
What?
I bet she would. Aw, Leslie, that's so nice of you to offer. I'll take you up on that. I'll tell you when I'm going to go see the movie. That'd be great.
Your baby is really cute, so I might have to make an exception to my no babysitting rule.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Have you ever babysat Leslie? Ever?
I've run horse camps before with some little kids,
okay,
and that's always,
count.
You can imagine that. That's just a mess.
That doesn't
Leslie,
count. Has anybody ever
Leslie,
brought a baby to your house and left it there?
No.
Glenn, it doesn't matter because my experience with babies before I had one was teaching horse camp. So we're on the same page, darling. I get it. Very cool. Well, hey, Leslie, what's going on horsenation.com? Good Monday morning to you. Did you compete this past weekend?
I didn't. Nope. I don't compete again until, I guess, mid-April. Mid-April is our next horse trial.
Rolex.
Rolex, you know. We did one prep event and we're ready.
Hey, because I know you're an eventer and everything, what is your take on this Boyd Martin deal? Broken
leg. Oh,
with
his leg? Bless his and heart. He is just having the worst month ever.
I mean, it's like, what do we have to do to throw some clean karma over there between him and his wife? And then, you know, Chad said their barn burns down, the wife's got a head injury, he just shatters his leg a month before Rolex. Like, what is the deal?
Yeah. But, you know, he is such a good sport. I don't know if did you read his quotes after his accident this weekend?
Well, some of them. Why? What'd you find?
Oh, he's just so funny. He says... He said he's talking about what happened when he fell off. My leg hit the edge of the corner, the jump that he was jumping, but his horse ran out, at high speed, which knocked me off the eagle. Right away, I knew my leg was broken. The medical staff threw me in the back of the meat wagon and took me to the local hospital for x-rays, confirmed my shin bone took a beating. The meat wagon?
Yes. That's awful. Is that where
I've
people
never
call?
I've heard that before. That must be an Australian colloquialism.
I guess so. Yeah. Glenn read that quote earlier, and it was just to imagine breaking your shin bone when it just hurts so much when you just hit your shin on something that I can't imagine anything more painful. What is not painful is a place that I found, I didn't find you guys listed on horsenation.com. This place is amazing. And I went to Portugal not too long ago, a little bit over a year ago, and I didn't see anything like this.
Yeah, well, we've got one of our writers, Amanda Ronan. One of her favorite things is stalking luxury equestrian real estate properties that are for sale and sharing them with our readers so that we can all fantasize about, you know, blowing several million dollars on our dream barn.
Several, in some cases.
Last week, she did an international edition of She Calls It Horse Nation Cribs and found these amazing properties in Portugal, in Italy, in the Bahamas, in Spain, and ringing in, I think the most expensive one she found was a $73 million French chateau estate in near Geneva. That's basically
we got to finish with that one because the one in Portugal looks like you would tour it on the, it's like a city street. It's just absolutely incredible. And to me, I felt like it was quite the bargain for $5,490,000. I mean, come on.
I like that one too. I like that one too.
22 acres, main house, guest houses, stables, garages. It's beautiful with this incredible indoor arena and like the trees in between the barns, just gorgeous. And then you scroll down and you see the one in Italy, which is $16 million. Which is $11 million. What gets me in that one is the price is $11,682,730. Like, what's with the 30?
How did they come up with that? I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that's like, how it translates from their currency, from the lire. Yeah.
Not a penny less for that $30. Then you've got a $16 million one in the Bahamas. Who lives in the Bahamas? Do people actually live there besides, like, the natives? I mean, I can't imagine owning a $16 million place. Yeah, I would, too. For $16 million living in that one. And then almost $39 million one in Spain, which is to die for. And then the $73 million, almost $74 million for this 80-acre park home in France. And it is it's a castle. Like, do people tour that? Is that on the castle tour?
Right?
I love this.
I don't know. It's spectacular. The mountains are rising up behind it, and oh my goodness. Indoor looks amazing. We need some more pictures, really.
Yeah, we need more
pictures. You know you can't afford a place. I went to the website of the realtor here for Stage Properties out of the UK, and you know you can't afford a place when in the first sentence it says this: only a 45-minute drive from Geneva or 10 minutes by helicopter. When that's in the first sentence and you're going to see your chateau by helicopter, you know we can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah, this is it's amazing, incredible. And if you guys want to get a taste of envy, just go to horsenation.com. It's should we move to the Bahamas or buy a little $73 million chateau in France? Like, that's the title.
That's a tough question. I don't know.
I know. What are you going to do? God, the pressure.
Do you know that chateau, there's an interesting thing. It has a 19th century forge that is still operational, so you can make your own horseshoes. It has a bakery with period ovens, and accommodations for 30 people. So you can have all your friends over, get their horses' shoes done, and bake them bread at the same time.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah, the bakery part, that really sends it over the edge. I need a barn with a bakery.
That's the
like my dream
selling point
through.
Right there. Yeah. Man, thank God. Now we move on to the next one, which as people that do really bad ads here on Horses in the Morning every Friday, this is something that we really focus on, and I'm glad that you finally brought it to light, Leslie, is the horse sale ads decoded. And Glenn and I decode these things all the time because you realize that they're never actually what they say. And just to go through some of them, Glenn, I really like this one. All around prospect, when that is listed in a horse sale ad, that means they have no idea what the hell the horse should be doing. We don't know what he's good at.
That's true.
Could be good at anything. Maybe not.
That means he doesn't do anything right now.
Right.
I love the idea that it's fun. This is a fun horse. That means he's really fast, like a runaway. husband horse. Glenn, you'll love it. Husband horse, good luck getting this giant beast to trot. He's not going to go anywhere. Like, he's probably
my
lame.
Kind of horse.
Actually, husband horse means he's lame because he won't trot. Inquire for price. Leslie, what does inquire for price mean?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, you can't afford it. Inquire for
and
price means.
I like that, Leslie. I like the emphasis. You said it just right. That's the way it's said, too.
If you have to ask. Oh, God. Lots of chrome means that's probably about the only good thing we can say about him. He's got a lot of weight, which could be good or bad, depending on what you think. Not for beginners. Prepare for a rodeo when you try this horse. Needs some maintenance means you better be rich. Point and shoot jumper. That means this horse is going to jump with or without you. With or without you. I love this one. Prefer a show home. You know, they're like, prefer a show home. Because if you're not in a training program, you're going to ruin my horse. Or my thought was, you're going to get killed by my horse if you're not in a training program.
Right.
Priced in the low four figures. I love that one. This means this horse is cheap, but I want to make him sound expensive.
I love the located in Aiken, Ocala, or Wellington. Priced double what it would be anywhere else, and that is true.
Yep.
Especially Wellington. You can triple it in Wellington.
Right.
These are good.
That's awesome. I love these. Yeah, you can find the rest at horsenation.com, and it's horse sale ad decoded. I would assume that was a pretty popular one on Horse Nation.
Oh, yeah. I think most people could relate to this one, so yeah.
I got another one, actually, that one of your followers posted. John said, in your pocket personality, rifles through your pockets for treats as you lie on the ground moaning.
Nice.
When they have a sob story, Jody Webb or somebody posted, when they have a sob story of why they're selling the horse, that means they couldn't sell the horse on its own merit, so we're aiming for sympathy sell.
Oh, these sound all too familiar, that's for sure. We've had a lot of our ads on Fridays recently have been not for beginners. And like almost everyone is not for beginners, experienced riders only. But the whole first part of the ad, Leslie, tells you how wonderful the horse is, and then they get to that in the second part of the ad. And then they always end with the last sentence, but we've led my child around on him, and he's just fine, you know, after going through all of that. My 2-year-old.
You have a lip paint on him when you're leading him with a twitch.
Maybe they're trying to get rid of their child.
Yeah.
I wonder,
so.
You talked about that PETA thing on Friday. I wonder if the PETA people have ever seen a twitch being used. Oh, my God, that would be the end of the world right there. They would just have a heart attack.
I'm pretty sure that we would, all of us, have done some anti-PETA-friendly things, which brings us to the final Faces of Oh Crap
part one. This needs reverse PETA. Like, there's got to be some human helpers out there because these horses are abusing us. You can see that in the faces of oh crap. And this is awesome. This is close-ups of people's faces when they're absolutely terrified on their horse.
It is. It is. And these are all reader – all of them are reader-submitted photos.
Are you serious?
Themselves.
People sent their own pictures in?
People sent their own photos, yeah. And this personally just makes me feel a lot better about myself because I don't have the worst faces. Even when I'm – everything's perfect and the jump is perfect and we have the perfect spot and – I'm still, like, have this look of, like, my mouth is wide open or, like, my tongue sticking out or, you know, there's no – but even when I'm not having an oh, crap moment. But, yeah, these riders, the expressions on their face are just priceless, you know, varying from just, like, closing their eyes and hoping that, you know, just, like, tell me when it's over to – oh, I'm going to die.
And the faces of the horses, too. Like, some of the jumps are huge. Like, Rolex is one of these submissions is Rolex. And then they, all the way down to, like, people jumping tiny little cross rails. But the expressions of the horses are almost as exciting as the expressions of the riders. Like, the little appy pony jumping a beginner novice fence. 3 feet higher than he needs to. Like, oh, it's adorable. Adorable. And the rider is clearly terrified.
That's a great idea. I need to start zeroing in on the horses' faces.
Like, the one girl who's, yeah, who's halfway off of the horse, and the horse is, like, expression is exciting. Like, the ears are up. It looks so happy. It's like, I got rid of her. Like, she's gone.
Some of these are good. Good job.
These horses, they're
very
so good.
Good
for putting up with us.
Well, Leslie, are we going to see you at Rolex?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I'm going to be there helping with coverage for Horse Nation's sister site, Eventing Nation. So I will be there all week.
Yay. Well, we're going to be doing two shows live from there, Friday morning and Sunday morning, so you're going to have to come join us.
Oh, absolutely. Crash your show live. Sure. I'm in.
You're more than welcome to crash our show. We'll look forward to it. Anytime. Well, thank you, Leslie.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right. See
you,
Leslie. HorseNation.com. Well, now we're going to start a new thing that we're going to do here every Monday, and it's my geek pick of the week. And this is going to be a website or something geeky, that a product or an app that could help you out. Doesn't necessarily have to be horsey, but will help horse people. And one of the ones that I found recently that I'm starting to use with one of my computers now, and I'm going to be converting all my other computers to it, I highly recommend that everybody use an off-site backup system. There's a couple of them, one by the name of Mosey, one that you probably heard of, ads for Carbonite. What they do is through the Internet, they back up your computer. So if your computer crashes or you lose it or whatever, you can get all your information, and especially your pictures. I mean, where does everybody have their pictures now? On their computer, right? So if you lose your computer, your computer hard drive crashes, which happens. I had one happen recently here. You've lost it. It's gone. You'll never get those back again. So it's not like in the days when you had film and you had negatives and you could get more pictures made. You know, that doesn't happen anymore. You lose that hard drive, you lose your pictures. So there's a new one. One of the same problems with Carbonite Mosey, because we have three or four computers here that we're backing up, it was costing us $50 a month to do our backups. And I heard about this new online backup place called Backblaze.com, B-A-C-K, Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E.com. And some of the geek podcasts I listened to were talking about it, and one of the neat things about it is, one, it's fast. It's faster than the others, and because they can take, when you first start these, up to a week to back up all your materials, and then it does it in the background, and it's constantly backing up your data every day. Well, this one is unlimited for $5 per computer per month. So for only $5 a month, unlike $50 a month with some of the others, it will back up your computer. And this one backs up the entire computer. So you'll have everything backed up. It's easy to set up. I did it on my one in about 5 minutes. And I'm going to change all my others and cancel the other service, actually, because this one is just so cool. And one of the problems with, and I know some of you have external hard drives. A lot of you increase your memory by hooking an external hard drive through a USB to your main laptop or computer. Well, one of the problems with some of these backup services is they charge you an extra computer fee for those backup, for those extra external hard drive backups. Well, this company, Backblaze, does not. They consider that part of your original computer, so they don't charge you anything extra for that. All the files are encrypted. They're encrypted before they're sent through the Internet to them, and they're encrypted on their end, so they're safe that way. You get a personal encryption key, so when you want to retrieve the data and have to, you know, your computer died and you have to download all this stuff, only you have that encryption key. And it's a continuous backup. They're continuously keeping your files backed up. And it really is fast. I mean, it's much faster than the other ones I've used. I at this point, can't say anything negative about it. You know, it's called Backblaze.com. Again, it's my opinion, but if you aren't using anything to back up your computers externally, because, you know, you might have a hard drive hooked up to your computer and you're backing it up to that hard drive. What happens if you have a fire? What happens if somebody breaks in the house and steals everything? You'd need to have something externally through the cloud that you back up to. And Backblaze.com is one to at least take a look at. So that's my geek pick of the week.
You know, I have a feeling that the geek pick of the week, you know, there's a new Charlie Brown movie coming out and a new Peanuts movie. And you know, in the adults talk in the Peanuts movie, it's like, mwah, 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 mwah. That is mostly what I just heard. Mwah, 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 mwah,
okay,
mwah,
did
mwah.
You hear you must back up your computer to someplace away from your house?
I'm not in charge of all that. I'm not in charge, but I did hear pictures, and I came up with, while you were talking, I came up with a genius idea. Genius!
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get this thing ready. Let's get this ready. So every video, I take videos of the baby all the time, constantly. Well, where are you going to put your videos? You know, it's like you were saying. So I post everything on YouTube, but private, you can post your own private YouTube channel. So I've probably 100 videos of Lucas crawling or whatever that I don't really want to share with everybody that I post on YouTube privately. So I have this private channel. So I've got, he's going to forever, as long as YouTube is around, be able to go on and watch videos of himself as a baby, or I'm going to be able to watch videos of him as a baby.
I'm not sure he's going to want to, but.
Right, exactly. Maybe his kids, I don't know. And here he is. Are you excited? Yay. So that's going to happen. But now we need to do that. We need to do a YouTube for photos. So I can post all these photos online and he doesn't have to, like, go through my computer from a million, you know, eventually all these photos and the way that we have them are going to be so out of date. So let's make a YouTube for photos, a photo tube.
They have that already.
What is it called?
Flickr. Thank
Flickr.
You. Flickr. Yeah, most people use Flickr for that.
So you just upload your photo. Dang it, I thought I was going to be a billionaire.
Sorry, Jamie. Yahoo.com owns Flickr, by the way. So that's
well, forget it then.
Okay, all you should hear out about that is back up your computers. Back up your computers.
Back them up.
Back them up. I'll try and make the next one a little more relevant to horsey people, but because there's a lot of cool apps coming out now that I'm checking out, so I'll have to do an app next week.
Mm-hmm. All but I that's know is it. I'm looking on Canter still. I'm still on Canter shopping for horses.
Well, while you're doing that, let me tell everybody about tomorrow. We'll be back here. Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets will be with us with a safety day like she is every month. And then Jamie will be back here on Wednesday. We'll have our show on Wednesday. I'm still waiting to confirm. I had a celebrity confirmed for Wednesday, and for celebrity trivia, and now I'm not sure they're going to be able to make it, so I'm trying to confirm another one. So we'll let you know. If nothing else, we'll post it on Facebook or let you know tomorrow morning who our celebrity is going to be.
All right. Awesome. I can't wait.
So we're not sure yet. You know, celebrities, they have issues, you know, like Boyd.
Well, they're celebrities.
Yeah, that's right. They have things come up just like we do in life. So we'll have a celebrity playing on Wednesday. If you would like to sign up to play, just go to horsesinthemorning.com to do that. And that is it for today. We've run out of time.
Yep, I've got a baby in my lap, too. Sorry if I've been a little distracted. my husband just goes, I've got to go, and hands him to me.
Well, that's okay.
Thanks.
He's being very gentle and quiet this morning. Being very quiet. And isn't it nice for Leslie to volunteer like that at Rolex to take care of the baby?
That was really sweet. That was really sweet.
Yeah.
And I'd rather give him to Leslie than your wife. So it's all, it worked out for everybody.
That would be a wise move. Jennifer has babysat once in her life, and it was only because everybody else in the house left and left her with the one-year-old. That was the first and last time I can ever remember her being with a baby.
That
ever.
Was not babysitting. That was protecting an abandoned child.
Yes.
That's what that was.
CPS. Or Jennifer. One of them was going to show up, so.
That's right.
Well, have a
she
great
did a good
day,
job.
Everybody.
She survived.
Oh, the baby survived. Okay, that's good.
Yes.
That's the most
baby
important
survived.
Part, Glenn.
All right. See you, everybody. Have a great day.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld. Go adopt a horse. Go to MASH horses.